friends, we are so excited to introduce you to an upcoming author who is coming to Elaine's Literary Salon, 208 Queen Street in Alexandria, Virginia. Please meet Rebecca Morrison, author of the acclaimed young adult title, The Blue Dress, Loving Yourself is About More Than Fitting In, which is so fantastic. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, proud producer of our podcast and videos at Elaine's Literary Salon. I'm also the founder of Incandescent PR, so you will find all of our podcasts and videos on Incandescent Radio, Incandescent TV, Spotify, iHeart, and Apple Radio. So Rebecca, mark your calendars. She is coming Sunday, April 26th, noon to 3. It's going to be a spectacular brunch and interview. Just a little bit of background on this truly amazing woman. Her new novel is based on her childhood as an Iranian immigrant trying to fit into her new American homeland and deal with her family's expectations of beauty. So fascinating, and I think this hits to anyone who's a woman. It's already received positive reviews from Kirkus, Publishers Weekly, Booklist, oh my goodness, the School Library Journal, and Rebecca has been featured on Good Morning Washington, ABC7. She most recently read an article for HuffPost about the dangers of our ultra-thin cultural shift, especially for young people. And that became a number one trending story on BuzzFeed. So clearly you have the gift of not just telling your story beautifully, but explaining it as well. So we are thrilled to bring you to Elaine's. Now I'm going to kick it over to you. Tell us about your book.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Hope. I'm really excited for the salon and for the interview. Yeah, this book, The Blue Dress, you can pre-order it anytime, and then it comes out March 24th, and it's based on my childhood, but it's about a girl who's 13 years old, Yasmin, who comes to America a couple years prior, and it's set in the present day, and she is struggling with the relationship with her mother. Her mother wants her to be thin. She is just, you know, has just gone through puberty. So she has her body's changing, but also she's an immigrant in a new school and she's dealing with that. And she's dealing with friendships, you know, all the things that we kind of all of us struggled with in middle school and high school. And what I would say about this book is at the core of it, it's both about the mother and the daughter. And people that have been able to read the story ahead of time, like NetGalley and different places, teachers and librarians that have already been able to read it, have said that it really resonates both as for adults too, because part of the story is about the mother and her own reasons and her trying to do what she thinks is best for the daughter. And then the daughter, you know, in a lot of ways, I feel like that 13-year-old girl even today. And the secrets we have, the complicated feelings of trying to belong and wanting to do the best and wanting to be loved. And how do you go through that conflict? So that's what the book is about.
Oh, fantastic. So I think that any woman, right? Boys too. This internal conflict, right? The hardest age to be is 13. Yeah. And I think we all still feel like we can pop back into that 13-year-old mindset in like a nanosecond. Someone will trigger, you're like, oh my God, I'm a teenager again, right? Young teenager, right? Yeah. So this is fantastic. So our fantastic host, Jeffrey James Higgins, who will be doing the interview with you at Elaine's, he will ask you a million questions and they will be very thought-provoking and wonderful. He does a remarkable job. But I just want to ask you, what inspired you to write this book?
You know, I wish I had something like this when I was young. You know, we didn't talk about a lot of these things. We didn't talk about mental health that much, you know, when I was 13, or disordered eating or any of these things. And what I wanted to do was tell a story that would make young girls and women struggling with this issue, help them feel seen. Help them feel understood. Let them know that they're not alone in what they're going through. And if this book allows for a discussion, an open dialogue between, you know, parents and kids, And also, you know, teachers, counselors, librarians, all those people were really important to me and helped me when I was young. So I'm hoping that this book kind of gives all these groups a tool to be able to talk. And also, you know, it's just I love telling stories, and this is my story, and I wanted to share it with the world.
I love that. That sounds fantastic. And it's much needed, especially today. People are conflicted, and teenagers especially. Yeah. And not just teenagers, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds.
It's true.
6-year-olds. Yeah. we're all looking for some guidance and friends. So I think this is going to be fantastic. Congratulations on the publication of your book. A very big deal. So like I said, mark your calendars for Sunday, April 26th, noon to 3, Elaine's Literary Salon at Elaine's award-winning restaurant, 208 Queen Street in Alexandria, Virginia. Get your free ticket today. RebeccaMorrison.eventbrite.com. And that's Rebecca with a capital R, Morrison with a capital M, .eventbrite.com. And you can find all this information on elainesliterarysalon.com. So we'll see you for brunch on April 26th. And in the meantime, go check out that HuffPost article. I love it. It's the number one trending story on BuzzFeed. Congratulations.
It did. Yeah, it went up. It's, you know, I write about body issues a lot, and I was thrilled that a lot of people were able to read that piece.
Well, you are speaking to people's hearts and bodies and souls. So it's a pleasure to meet you, Rebecca.
Thank you. We'll all
see you at Elaine's in April. Thank
you
all. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye.